The UVM Health Network, which runs 6 hospitals in Vermont and New York State, was the victim of a major cyber attack which affected operations at the UVM Medical Center in Burlington. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has the latest.
Rick Yeiser drove up to the UVM Medical Center in Burlington on Wednesday for a scheduled appointment, and he noticed right away that something was up. People were standing around, and Yeiser says the hospital staff members were using paper and pencils to sign people in.
I was standing in line, and the lines were quite long. I joked with somebody, the Russians did it. And the guy standing in back of me said, "You're right, they did."
Yeiser didn't know it at the time, but he was apparently right. The UVM Medical Center had, in fact, been the victim of a cyber attack that, according to national reports, was launched by Russian hackers. UVM lost access to scheduling systems and patient information and had to call off many elective procedures. The hospital's ability to test and process COVID-19 tests was also harmed, and the state said it was working with other labs to pick up the slack. Yeiser says there was a lot of confusion and frustrated patients who had to turn around and go home.
One fellow said he had driven in from north of Plattsburgh. I forget how long it was. Another guy said he'd driven for 3 hours. But I think some other people were, the system was down. They couldn't get their MRI or X-ray or ultrasound or whatever it is they were there for.
On Wednesday, a spokesman for the UVM Medical Health Network said the cyber attack affected its various hospitals and medical offices to varying degrees. At Central Vermont Medical Center in Berlin, for instance, patients were able to receive their care, though there were delays. UVM said it cannot say how long it would be before it could return to normal operations. On Tuesday, the FBI sent out an advisory warning hospitals across the country of imminent cyber attacks. The Washington Post reports that the hospitals in New York and California were hit by ransomware and that the hackers demanded more than $1 million to unlock the system. Public Safety Commissioner Michael Sherling said Vermont law enforcement officials have been working with UVM since Wednesday, but the feds are taking the lead.
Given that there have been simultaneous disruptions to a variety of locations in different parts of the country and all of them being looked at the same time, federal law enforcement assets from the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are the logical lead agencies to coordinate all of that.
The university sent out a message to its staff and students early Thursday, warning them not to share computer passwords or click on links that appear suspicious. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.